Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did you watch the debate last Thursday? Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I started it, and we don't have cable anymore, so we have to really look for it. In fact, the way we ended up watching it was Melissa pulled it up on her phone, and then she cast it to the TV. I got to tell you, I love technology. And you may have to do a little bit more, you know, I don't know what the word is, but, you know, you gotta hustle. You got to figure things out. But when you do, you find it, and you find out, you know what, it's a little more work, but I don't need cable. Cable was a convenience. So I've got all these other, my smart TV now has all these other features and things, and there's a ton of channels, which, by the way, some of the things I'm doing may end up being a channel. We've got a big deal working for the Flick Fest. If things go our way, boy, it's going to be a real game changer. In so many ways. And I really pray that things go our way, that it's God's will. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Jot that down. Jot these two things down. The Kevin Jackson Network, all you got to do is add .com, and 844-551-8255. We rely on you for your support, your help, guidance, a lot of stuff. Love to hear from you. More than I can even tell you. It really livens us up when we get get messages from you, whether it's phone calls, tweets, you name it. And generally speaking, it's complimentary. And I promise you, we're not fishing for compliments. I'm not even fishing for, I am fishing a little bit for who's out there and what are you doing, because it lets us know where we're most successful in the markets. The other day we were talking about our merch. We got a surge of merch orders. I mean, I'm not talking about money to send a kid to college, but, you know, we could buy ourselves a couple of cups of coffee at Starbucks. Bonanza. But we appreciate it. And I'm going to tell you, the little things that you do, it doesn't seem like much. You're like, Kevin, what could it possibly mean if I, you know, promote your show to somebody, a friend or two or whatever? You'd be shocked. You'd be shocked. It doesn't take much. For those of you who continue to join the Backstage Club by way of being one of our 500 contributors that we want to be our monthly help. Let me tell you, it's getting loaded. We're about to make the announcement. Let's just say this, because I'm very safe in saying this. Come the first of the year, Backstage Club will be operational, and you are going to really love it. It's just weird little quirky stuff that's happened and things that you're only going to get. I'm writing articles that only you will read. We're making videos now that only you will see. So I hope you'll check it out. I do want to talk about this gubernatorial debate. We talked about it early last week before it was happening. And then I talked, I didn't talk about it after that. But I do want to cover it. And here's the reason why it's of interest and to some degree to me. Because it was a gubernatorial debate. It was a debate that was essentially between, do you want to live in California or do you want to live in Florida? And it's an easy pick. I want to live in Florida over California. California is a mess. And without a doubt, let me tell you, you didn't have to see the debate. I'm going to tell you, save yourself some time. Don't watch it. It's boring for the most part. Get the outtakes, and we're going to play some of them on the show today. But DeSantis crushed Newsom. What would you expect? That's not a high bar. My 17-year-old son could crush Newsom. Newsom wins his elections based on his pedigree, name recognition, and of course the cheating that the left do. Newsom can't win a legitimate election based on ideas. And the only place he can win any election is in a state like California. Newsom can't win a national election without cheating. I'm talking massive cheating. He has wrecked his state. He wrecked the crown jewel of that state, San Francisco, years ago when he was the mayor. He's done a worse job as governor. And as DeSantis pointed out, it's the first time in California's history that they lost more people than they brought. Now consider the number of illegals, and you get a real picture of people are sucking paper, creating a vortex leaving California. DeSantis called Newsom out on every issue. And when I say, well, I'm going to say almost, just so we don't talk in absolutes, almost every issue. And the reason is Newsom's policies stink on ice. There is very little, I don't know of anything personally that you can point at that makes Newsom a good leader. I mean, okay, we can begin with the obvious. In the most recent thing that Newsom was involved in was this homeless situation, right? Cleaning up the streets. Why? Because Xi, the president of China, was coming to town. Now, he didn't do it before. He's had plenty of time. He's in his second, I don't know how many terms he's had. He's termed out. I think he's in his second term. So he's done as governor of California. Thank God for that state. I'm thanking God for you, California, because you don't obviously believe in God, many of these Californians. But what is this guy? Get the homeless situation. This guy's had two terms to work on it. Look, I'm not telling you you can fix it, but you can certainly make progress. And I'm not going to go into the ways to do that. It's a complicated situation because homeless is broken into many, many types of homeless. For example, there are people who want a home. They got kicked out. They didn't plan well. They don't know how to run finances. They lost their homes. And then there are people that don't want a home. And so inside of that spectrum of people, you got to figure it out. There are people that, you know, that, I mean, like I said, there's everything in between. So there's probably three or four considerable iterations inside of the homeless situation. But for the ones who do want homes, or the people who deserve them, like the homeless veterans and things like that, you would think we could start solving the problem. Money being wasted year after year. I'm talking millions and millions, even billions of dollars in an economy that size, and you can't fix it? At least make progress? Donald Trump didn't fix anything. We know what he did? He made massive progress towards fixing almost everything. That's why he's measured the way that he is. Anyway, I left the debate, and we're going to talk about it today in the context of other stuff. So I'm not going to get laser focused on the debate because it doesn't matter to me. What the debate was about was, should Gavin Newsom, Ron DeSantis be allowed to run two states, Florida and California? And my resounding answer is yes, let him run both states. But he's not ready to be president. And I know that there are people that disagree. Who is ready? I can tell you who's ready. Donald Trump's ready to be president again, and deservedly so. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card, and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Before we go back to this debate, I want to mention Paul Ryan. God, this is a guy that many people held in esteem for a long time. What a joke this guy is. I want you to hear Paul Ryan give his assessment of the Republicans. And it's what he says at the very end that I find absolutely stunning. Before we get to the clip, I want to say this to you because I say it almost every show. You're an amazing person. You don't feel like many times you make a difference. I promise you, you make a huge difference, a significant difference. That little bit that you put out there, the butterfly effect, is much more important than you believe. So I appreciate you spending your time listening to me. I promise you, we're going to have a great hour talking about a lot of stuff. This Paul Ryan clip is going to set the stage for the rest of what we talk about with the debate as we weave in other news and other concepts, if you will, that we've gleaned from the news cycle in the last few days. So hang in there with us. Here's the clip.
What do you think about what Kevin McCarthy was saying?
About
Joe Biden and about President Trump, whether he could, about President Biden or President Trump, whether...
Look, Kevin's unrestrained now because he's not Speaker of the House.
You're not Speaker of the House.
And, yeah, so you can, when you're Speaker, you have to mind your members and their political fortunes, and so you have to be careful about what you say so you don't screw up your members.
Yeah, that's real easy with this caucus.
So Kevin is a little less restrained. Look, I've known Joe Biden for many years. I personally like the man, but I haven't spoken to him personally, you know, for a couple of years. So I can't say he's in serious cognitive decline. He appears to be. We live in a visual age. We live in
I know, that's what I was saying. When Kamala
Harris
says,
you just look at him and you know,
it's on
to
tape.
Speech. He seems like he's in decline.
On
so
tape.
I think he's
you don't
very
need anecdotes about what he's like at meetings that you're attending. It's all
that's
on
right.
camera.
That's my point. That's my point.
Actually, let me stop it here just to make a point. Paul Ryan says, when you're speaker, you got to watch what you say. When you're not speaker, you have freedom to say it. Now, McCarthy apparently, I don't know what the quote was about, but apparently he maybe said something about Joe Biden's cognitive decline. So what he said, Paul Ryan, is, well, I can't really say he's in cognitive decline. It seems like it. Well, why don't you just say it? You alluded to it. He's saying it without saying it. I can't say that he is, but it seems like he is. I mean, that just goes to show you that this guy, he still doesn't understand. He's thinking like a politician. He's now a free guy sitting on the board of Fox News. And by the way, the second part of this clip is what I really want you to listen to. But I want to stop here for just a second to show you this is a man that still doesn't know how to think for himself or speak for himself. Well, he kind of is, and I know other people are saying this, but, you know, I mean, I can't really say it, but it looks like he is. What do you mean it looks like he is? He is. It's unquestionable that Joe Biden is in cognitive decline. And what, does it take guts to say that? It doesn't take any guts. But you're talking to a guy that doesn't have any guts when you're talking about Paul Ryan. Here's the second part of the clip.
What people will then say, okay, Donald Trump is only a few years younger.
People age at different rates. Look, I don't want to sound like I'm defending Trump, but I think he's aging better than Joe Biden is.
My point is Trump is so toxic.
My point is, what I don't want to do is blow another presidency. And I think Trump would blow a presidency for us. Not only that, well, he'll give us ticket track. He'll cost us seats again, like he did in 20 and 22 and in 18. He'll cost us seats in the House. He'll cost us seats in the Senate. I think we win the Senate no matter what because the map is so good for us. But I think we'll do better than if we have a DeSantis or a Haley or a Christie as our nominee. So
there you have it. I think we'll do good no matter what. But we'd do better if we had a DeSantis, a Haley, or a Christie. See, I mean, look, I'm not even going to get into the math of it. If you want to look at DeSantis or Haley, fine. I personally don't think they give us a better chance than Trump. But Christie, when you throw him in there, now what you're telling me is I just don't like Donald Trump. And it doesn't matter what you say. He blames Trump. After knowing that we were cheated in 2020, he blames Trump for 2022 after knowing that we were cheated in not only 2020, but in 2022. See, these are the type of people that are dangerous to me. And this is why I will never trust the Republican establishment unless something dramatic happens. I'm not going to trust them. Now, I want to pivot back. He mentioned Haley and DeSantis, and of course, Haley wasn't in the news because DeSantis decided that they were going to debate. He and Newsom were going to debate, and whether the Democrats want to admit it and the Uniparty, the establishment, want to admit it, I will tell you with 100% certainty that this was meant to be a presidential debate that effectively everybody else was out of. The Uniparties figured out that if we set this up now, based on what we're doing behind the scenes, these will be the two people that come out of the fray. And don't dismiss it, because that is still what they're looking for. Now, you know, the problem that's disruptive here is that Gavin Newsom continues to act as if he's supportive of Joe Biden, but he's not. Gavin Newsom, I don't care, pardon me, what you're hearing. What Gavin Newsom is doing is he is setting himself up to be the heir apparent, and nobody will be able to argue that Gavin Newsom has not been 100% supportive of Joe Biden, even though he's undermining him behind the scenes. He can say what he wants publicly. And he came out multiple times talking about, oh, this is, you know, we're the only two people that aren't going to be in the election cycle in 2024. Now, there are people out there who believe they're structuring this for 2028. If they were smart, maybe they would be. But I don't believe it for a second. DeSantis isn't structuring for 2028, because if he were, why would he be running in 2024? It makes no sense. But let's get into it. My friends over at PJ Media wrote a piece, and here's what I believe it was Cruiser, and he said this: from the moment this debate was announced, my first thought was that the 2020 presidential election circus didn't need another sideshow. My second thought was that the only one risking anything by participating was DeSantis. It's not that he isn't good in these faux modern debates. He's been the clear winner in the GOP primary events held so far, despite what the Nikki Haley establishment fan club would have you believe. I think that's a great point. Now, I haven't watched any of the debates, in fairness, so I can't say. But I will tell you this. There's this surge behind Nikki Haley, but it isn't so much a surge behind Nikki Haley as it is a slap in the face to DeSantis, because DeSantis isn't able to make up any ground. Now, the question is this stunt that they pulled last week, is that going to help him make up any ground? I personally don't think it's going to have the impact, because I can tell you this, beating up on Gavin Newsom doesn't mean you're deserving of being president, and I'm going to pivot back to that more in the next segment. It just means that you beat up on a guy who is too full of himself. Anyway, more to talk about. Keep it here, folks.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A New York Times article is claiming Israel officials knew of a Hamas plan a year before the October 7th murderous attack and kidnapping of Israeli civilians. Our national security spokesperson, John Kirby, on NBC News, says U.S. intelligence was not aware of a Hamas document.
The intelligence community has indicated that they did not have access to this document. There's no indication.
Israel says they have eliminated the commander of Hamas, Shati Battalion, in an airstrike by a fighter jet yesterday. Dave Collins has more.
According to Israel Defense Forces spokesperson Daniel Hagari, the commander was responsible for carrying out raids in Israeli territory on October 7th's attack, following IDF and ISA intelligence. An IDF fighter jet struck and killed Haitham Kawari.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When I was in the Navy, I got orders to go to Naval Amphibious Base Coronado in Southern California. And I was a lifelong Floridian, but I went there and I was like, man, this is one of the most beautiful places on Earth. And I think California has more natural advantages than any state in the country. You almost have to try to mess California up. And yeah, that's what Gavin Newsom has done since he's been governor. He's the first governor to ever lose population. They actually, at one point, ran out of U-Hauls in the state of California because so many people were leaving. Of course, he's imposed restrictions on his own people while exempting himself from those restrictions and going to the French Laundry while his people were suffering. He led the country in school closures, locking kids out of school while he had his own kids in private school in person. Now, he's very good at spinning these tales. He's good at being slick and slippery. He'll tell a blizzard of lies to be able to try to mask the failures. But the reality is they have failed because of his leftist ideology. And the choice for America is this. What Biden and Harris and Newsom want to do is take the California model and do that nationally. In Florida, we showed that conservative principles work. This country must choose freedom over failure.
Did you kind of catch that DeSantis, he's debating a guy who's not in the presidential race, but he's still debating as if he's in a presidential race. You know what I'm saying? Because DeSantis is running for president, but Newsom's not. And it's a fine line there because if you want to compare him as governors, I get it. No contest, Ron. You win. But when you spin and say we can't have California, we need better than California. I have somebody in mind. Yeah, I think that might be Donald Trump. But let's go back to what some of the comments that were made by Newsom. By DeSantis. He says California is beautiful. It's got natural advantages. You'd almost have to be trying to mess it up, and that is exactly what's going on. And he then says, and I talked about this earlier, California lost population, but the line of the night was they actually ran out of U-Hauls. Then he reminds people that Gavin Newsom imposed restrictions on people that he didn't follow. He went out and ate at restaurants. He moved about the state without any cares or concerns about quarantine, etc. His kids were in school while other parents had to essentially suffer. They pay their taxes, but they had to homeschool. This is what was going on all over the country. So he made great points. But again, I ask you, what are you telling us? You're telling us what we already know. Donald Trump wasn't going to be there. I mean, we can't say what was going to happen long term, but he was only talking about short term lockdowns. He's certainly against them now. In other words, make a distinction. That he wasn't able to do that. Let me go back to what Cruiser was saying about what went on there. He says it's make or break crunch time for DeSantis in the GOP primary race right now. And maybe he thought that beating up on Gavin Newsom for an evening would help him move the needle a bit. I get that. I don't believe it worked that way for him, but understand the thinking behind it, as do I, by the way. I get it. Right now, DeSantis is looking for any lifeline. He's going, look, throw me something here, guys. He did well. Here's what one person said. Hannity promised at the beginning of the debate that he would not tip the scales in favor of one candidate, but the questions he asked and the graphics he displayed definitely favored DeSantis. Now, I'm going to interrupt here and tell you this. How could they not? Yeah, I mean, I saw one of the things where he put up a CDC thing that showed national average for COVID, 289 deaths or whatever per 100. I don't know what the numbers were based on. Florida, 254, California, 248. So, the national average, which was higher than both of them. Florida, slightly higher. California, which implemented draconian measures, barely below Florida. And it was from the CDC. If you're posting the truth, how's it hurting? You know, it's not tipping the scale. But anyway, I just wanted to interrupt and say that. But she goes on to say this. DeSantis proved more than capable of handling Newsom on his own. In fact, he wiped the floor with Newsom, who wouldn't know a truthful statement if it hit him in the head. Over and over again, DeSantis used facts to back up his claim and called out Newsom for saying things that weren't true. The overwhelming consensus on conservative media was that DeSantis dominated. Then she goes on, so he managed to impress people who were already impressed with him. Maybe all of that praise will help sway GOP voters who are supporting Nikki Haley or Vivek Ramaswamy. We will soon know. Now, here's what I do want to say about this. I was looking at DeSantis's, because he on Twitter, he posted some of the different remarks, some of the clips we're playing here. They got very little coverage. I mean, they may have gotten 4,000 retweets and, you know, say 48,000, like soak, if you want to call it that. But they didn't get anywhere near what a Trump quote would give him. And that I find interesting. She goes on to say this. Those who don't frequently peruse conservative media sites aren't going to see that kind of praise, however. I was monitoring center-left Twitter X accounts and several other media sites last night. Reading them, you would have thought Newsom cleaned DeSantis's clock. They all highlighted one or two of Newsom's zingers and completely ignored some substantive takedowns by DeSantis. I agree that it was a spin. In fact, one of the clips that they played from Gavin Newsom, I find it to be amazing that they think that this is something that he won on. Let me just let you hear what Gavin Newsom said.
I don't like the way you demean people. I don't like the way you demean the LGBTQ community. I don't like the way you demean and humiliate people you disagree with, Ron. I really find this fundamentally offensive.
There you have it. Ron DeSantis is a mean old meanie. I don't like the way you demean people. Look at you. You're so mean. I don't like the way you talk to the LGBT community. What? Like human beings? Like grown-ups? Says put on your big boy pants. We're not going to make special regulations or rules for you? Speaking of Disney, because they brought up, it was a Disney issue, right? The LGBT thing, and they brought it up. But speaking of Disney, let me just say this. Disney's Marvel movie flopped. I'm going to talk more about this probably in the second hour. It flopped. And you got to hear this story. It is a movie that makes women, they're the saviors of the universe. Forget all the Superman and Aquaman and all these, and Iron Man and all these, Batman. Now we got to have, as I said, we got to have women protagonists, and they're going to save the world. And it was a flop, and they blamed it on COVID and a host of other things. Okay, that's what they blamed it on. It was a flop because it catered to all of the nonsense of the left. They think they're going to change your minds about things. They think they're going to make you believe that the male lion is really, he's got no role in the jungle. Despite being the king of the jungle, not really true. We're going to rewrite him in the script. So we'll talk more about that in a bit. But that's Gavin Newsom's defense, if you will, is you're mean. And you demean people. What? Okay, so holding people to be accountable is demeaning to the left. Because that's essentially what Gavin Newsom is saying. You're demeaning. Everything you say about me is true, and it's demeaning. How dare you bring up the facts about my state and how I've mismanaged it? How dare you? We should be talking about ESG and DEI and CRT. We got all these three-letter acronyms for let me just take your money. Let me do nothing with it. There's no benefit to any of those things. Diversity, equity, and inclusion in the most diverse, equitable, and inclusive place in the country, in the world? But you want to talk about it? Governance? That's natural. Oh, we have to save the climate and we got to do it. No, you don't. Every policy that California is implementing does nothing except hurt its citizens. And Gavin Newsom wants a pass. How dare you challenge me on that, you meanie? You demean people. Man, what a vile group of people. When you think about what the Democrats will do to cover up their stuff, man, they are a vile, vile group of people. It's unbelievable. They go, what they finished the article with in terms of pajamas media is they say this. If DeSantis wanted to win the debate isn't a question of is Florida run better than California? Short, quick answer? Abso-freaking-lutely. Nobody's debating that. That's like I started this out when we were talking about it at the very beginning. I said, are you kidding? This is the easiest debate on the planet. I had people actually asking me this on a radio show. Kevin, are you concerned that DeSantis will be able to hold his own with Gavin Newsom? Really? I mean, DeSantis is not dumb. He's a smart guy. He's a blue-collar debater. But is he a better debater than Gavin Newsom, who's got nothing to... Look at the results in California, and what can you lose on? I feel like Brick House. How can you lose with the stuff you use? 36, 24, 36, DeSantis!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com.
including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I was talking to a fella who had made the move from California to Florida, and he was telling me that Florida is much better governed, safer, better budget, lower taxes, all this stuff, and he's really happy with the quality of life. And then he paused and he said, and oh, by the way, I'm Gavin Newsom's father-in-law. So we do count Gavin's in-laws as some of the people that have fled California and come to the state of Florida.
Nice little quip from DeSantis to invoke Newsom's own family member and saying, this guy gets it. He knew to leave California. Boy, ugly. The debate, the gubernatorial debate. I say this, let governors who are successful run multiple states. Why not? Let Gavin Newsom be the governor of both Florida and California. I get it. Obviously, it's never going to happen, but you get my point. We watched the gubernatorial debate. We watched two guys talk about two different philosophies, but not at the, I mean, you could count it at the national level to a degree, but certainly not at the international level. Did they cover anything internationally outside of Chi and the DeSantis? I mean, Gavin going to meet with Chi, acting as if he's some special person. By the way, I will tell you this. If you do watch these clips of the debate, here's where you will get the real lesson. Body language. Boy, Gavin Newsom is so bad. He cannot hide when something's gotten him. And when DeSantis is just kind of explaining in this very blue-collar kind of, well, I mean, look at what, you got to look at what he's doing. He's just doing this, that, and Gavin Newsom's by, but if you see it, it's fun to watch. I'm going to do a series of things where we show you. Watch where he comes up. Okay, right here. Boom. And then Gavin is like, oh. And you see him just like snuff and snort, and his head starts to move, and he tries to get this GQ modelish thing like, hey, check me out. Oh, that's just nonsense. Let me tell you what happened in this debate. It didn't make, in my opinion, it didn't make DeSantis more presidential. It made him a great governor. If you like him as a governor, boom, I'm glad. Tell you what, I'm glad it wasn't Gillum. I don't know if he's any better than Rick Scott. Rick ran it pretty good. I don't even know if he's much better than Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush had a great record of running Florida. Just rhino. Their ideas are too, I don't know, left-leaning. Well, not even that. Too ready to capitulate. Too ready to give up on leadership. I will give DeSantis credit here. When he talks about issues like not locking down Florida, which Laura Loomer, a good friend of mine, says he did, he wanted to, but he didn't. I always remind people, he didn't. He might have wanted to, but he didn't. But here's what he does. He sticks to his guns. That's the one lesson I will give you, DeSantis, and I've seen him do it on more than one occasion. That's the good thing about him. But let me tell you what this debate really did. This debate was a huge favor to America. It didn't need to happen. We already know Florida is a much better run state than California. Gavin Newsom has decimated, he has destroyed what is probably the greatest state in the union. I mean, let's be honest about it. It's the richest, it's the largest. It's got more natural resources, more natural things going for it. I think DeSantis called it natural advantages than any other state. And this includes Texas, and maybe Texas will disagree a little bit, but we do know California is larger. But and Texas has coastline and all that. It's got mountains and desert, and it's got lush parts in the east coast, in the east side, etc. But I still would take, if you ask me which would I take, I'd take California. I would. It's just it's a much more beautiful beach. It's got real mountains. And I mean, you know, it's border with other countries. So does Texas. I'm giving, you know, due where it's due, but I'm just saying it has advantages in my opinion over Texas. And I'm a Texas boy. Now, if you ask me which way I'd rather be from, Texas, I'm going to choose it every time. But California has some advantages, I think, over any state. But let me tell you what DeSantis did. What DeSantis did was, well, before I explain that, let me do this. Let me ask you a couple of questions. What do you think of Gavin Newsom? You know, how do you see him? What do you think is the perception at the lowest common denominator look? What do you think is the perception of Gavin Newsom? Put politics aside. How's he perceived? Don't think about how you perceive him. Now, the reason why I ask that question is I think there are a lot of people who see Newsom through rose-colored glasses. They see Newsom as, he's an amazing guy. He's got, I can tell you, one of my friends said this. She said, one of my friends said that a woman said this to him. She said to him, I can't vote for Joe Biden. You know what I'd really like to see? I'd like to see Gavin Newsom. And he's like, what? My buddy's like, you've got to be kidding me. Gavin Newsom would be a worse president than Joe Biden. But that's what the lady said. So what I'm getting at is this. Don't be fooled for one second into thinking that the minute Joe Biden's gone, that there won't be people who go, Oh, my God. Gavin Newsom, he's so dreamy. Gavin Newsom's already set himself up to be the heir apparent. He claims he's not. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the lie. Now, the reason why I ask you all this, and I want to get to what I said, what do I want to tell you that DeSantis did in taking this debate with Newsom? He exposed him. He exposed Newsom for who he is. Newsom is a pompous jerk. And here's what I can tell you. The idea that Newsom would debate on his record tells you everything you need to know. That he would debate based on what the destruction he's put into California, that is ego beyond belief. This man thinks his doo-doo don't stink, okay? Speaking of doo-doo, DeSantis had a little something to say about the doo-doo in California.
At one point, tried to say that California was the freedom state. I just kind of laugh, like you're locking people down, you're doing all this. But then I thought about it. You know, California does have freedoms that some people don't, that other states don't. You have the freedom to defecate in public in California. You have the freedom to pitch a tent on Sunset Boulevard. You have the freedom to create a homeless encampment under a freeway and even light it on fire. You have the freedom to have an open-air drug market and use drugs. You have the freedom, if you're an illegal alien, to get all these taxpayer benefits. So those are freedoms. They're not the freedoms our founding fathers envisioned, but they have contributed to the destruction of the quality of life in California, and the results speak for themselves.
Welcome back, folks. This is the last clip we'll play, and this is the foreign policy piece, the only part, in my opinion, that really mattered. But this is where DeSantis slams Newsom on his relationship and his comments with China. And it's brutal, but again, it's like debating a three-year-old. Here's DeSantis talking about this.
Well, first, in Florida, we banned China from buying land in our state, because you're right. You don't want them buying farmland or land near military bases. So we acted. We also got the Confucius Institutes out of our universities. China should not be involved in our universities at all. What you need to do is you need to have hard power in the Indo-Pacific to deter China's ambitions. You need to take the economy, and we need to decouple from China. We're dependent on them for so many things. And then finally, we need to get serious about their influence in this country. They shouldn't be able to buy farmland anywhere. I tell you this, I would not go to China and grovel in front of Xi like Gavin Newsom did. He says China's a partner on climate change. China's adding two new coal plants every year. China's laughing at us with what they're doing. So, yes, they're the number one threat we face, and we need to take it seriously, and Joe Biden is not doing that.
That was more a statement from DeSantis on Biden than it was on Gavin Newsom. But where I will give him credit is he tied Gavin Newsom to China, tied him to Biden, tied China's policy to Newsom, and then put the albatross necklace around his neck by saying, really? They're in lockstep with us on climate policy as they're building two new coal plants? Now, that can backfire on DeSantis because it'll sound like he's anti-coal plant, but he can make the clarification that I'm saying, if you're going to act as if you're with China with respect to global climate change, why aren't you allowing us to build new coal plants? So DeSantis has his outs, no question about it. But there was a masterful lesson right there in how do you take what this man has done, throw it in his face, leave him no wiggle room. And as I mentioned before, what you're going to see in the Backstage Club, I'm going to give you things on how do you debate leftists. Exclusive to my Backstage Club guys and my 500. You are the ones that are going to get access to only things I will produce for you.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.